here in the state of North Carolina, we're unique in the sense that there aren't many states like us when it comes to how we treat kids, and I'll call them kids, young people anyway, 16, 17, 18 years of age in the state of North Carolina, especially if they are involved in a crime. Well, Brandy Bynum is with us, and she's with Action for Children North Carolina. And welcome to the show, Brandy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, help me understand. Now, you're an advocate for a proposal to raise the age of juvenile jurisdiction here in North Carolina. What is the current law in regards to, you know, 16, 17-year-olds?
Well, definitely, North Carolina remains one of only two states in the nation that automatically prosecutes all 16 and 17-year-olds as adults, regardless of the offense. So that basically means that a young person, 16 or 17, who finds themselves involved with the law for a minor infraction, such as stealing a bag of Doritos, would be automatically prosecuted in the adult criminal justice system here in our state.
I got to say, that seems kind of harsh to me. It really does. Now, how would you like to change it?
Well, Action for Children, for the last 6 to 7 years, along with a slate of bipartisan leaders, have been pushing for North Carolina to raise the age of juvenile court jurisdiction from 16 to 18. However, with the new proposal before the General Assembly in a few weeks, we hope, it will be for misdemeanor offenses only. So those young people, 16 and 17-year-olds, that are charged with misdemeanors will go to the juvenile system instead of the adult criminal justice system.
Well, see, now this makes perfect sense. Is this something that has changed over the years? Because I know this has been a topic we've talked about in the past. Or has this always been the case? And what kind of opposition, if any, are you running up against?
Well, the outdated law actually has been a North Carolina law since 1919, so for almost 100 years. However, we remain optimistic that this year will be the year that we raise the age due to the level of bipartisan support that we have across the state. You know, for example, conservative groups such as the John Locke Foundation and Right on Crime support the issue of raising the juvenile age from 16 to 18. We have a few vocal supporters in law enforcement. Sheriff Duncan in Buncombe County and retired police chief Frank Palumbo also support this initiative as well.
Well, I can't imagine anybody who wouldn't. I mean, because you're still making sure that youths who commit very serious crimes still could be sent to adult court. But when you're, I think you made this in one of your pieces. I don't know if you wrote it or not, but if someone's caught shoplifting a bag of Doritos, I'm not certain that you want to send them to adult court. Now, what's changed in North Carolina? Because there was also a study that was done, and the rate of locking up young people in trouble with the law has dropped significantly in the state of North Carolina. So are we just kind of doing it anyway? We just haven't changed the law?
Well, yes. I would say that juvenile crime overall has been reduced or on the decline for almost a decade now, and that's not just in North Carolina, it's also nationally. So basically that means that in North Carolina and nationally, we're locking up fewer juveniles. And so, yeah, we do see more reason with that decline in juvenile crime, more reason for North Carolina to raise the age, to allow 16 and 17-year-olds the opportunity to utilize programs within the juvenile justice system that will put them back on the right track. You know, the issue with raising the age is that in 48 other states, it's not done this way. So we are barring our own young people from access to higher education and employment, which affects all of us.
Well, I think there's a cost factor here, too. If you have the opportunity to rehab someone, and gosh, someone 16, 17, especially if it's a guy, it's into the 20s before you actually become, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they're still young people. Now, serious crimes, you know, I think they should be treated as adults. But for some of this other stuff, it would seem to me that as a taxpayer, from a cost perspective, it's got to be cheaper to do it the way you're suggesting than the way we're currently doing it.
Right. What we know from the adolescent brain development research is that these young people, young people's brains don't fully develop up until the age of about 25. So we're talking about young people who are in the prime of their childhood, and we want to give them the opportunity to have access to programs to turn their lives around, because we do want them to go on and be gainfully employed in the state of North Carolina.
And will it save taxpayer money?
Yes, yes. There's been numerous studies done in North Carolina that show there will be a savings to taxpayers, just because we're talking about kids who won't be marked with an adult record, meaning that they will go on to lead productive lives and contribute to the economy of North Carolina.
Now, so where does it stand right now, Brandy? And it sounds like you're hopeful, but what's next?
So there's a proposal fresh from a favorable committee in the General Assembly that has studied the issue last fall, and they also recommended that North Carolina raise the age from 16 to 18 for youth who commit misdemeanors. So that is the legislation that we're looking forward to being introduced in 2013.
Well, I got my fingers crossed for you because this seems to just be common sense, and I can't imagine anybody. Has anybody opposed it? What if they are opposing it, what are they saying to you?
Well, I think it's just a cultural change. It's a cultural shift in doing business a little bit differently. We know that 48 other states have done this and have done it successfully. I mean, they've seen reductions in recidivism, and so we want to be able to follow that lead. So I think there's just sort of a fear of changing the way that we've been doing things. But if the research and data points to the fact that we should change our policies, then now is the time for North Carolina to do so.
All right. Well, Brandy, I appreciate what you're doing, and thank you for giving us some time today. Is there a webpage people can go to get some more info?
Yes, please visit Action for Children's website at www.nchild.org for more information on the Raise the Age campaign.
All right, Brandy, well, thank you, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Brandy Bynum. I mean, is there anybody out there who could disagree with that? I don't know how you can.